Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So Michael Popok, Legal AF, with some breaking news in the New York civil fraud case against Donald Trump. We've been waiting for Judge Engoron to issue his judgment, which we expect to be $500 million against Donald Trump. And now the judge has just sent out yesterday a high importance email correspondence directly to Donald Trump's lawyers as quote unquote officers of the court to tell them what happened with the former chief financial officer, disgraced Alan Weisselberg, who went to jail already for tax fraud, a lead witness for Donald Trump in the case of the New York civil fraud case, in which he denied remembering any of the attempts by Donald Trump to cook the books related to his statement of financial condition. But now there's new reporting that it's bubbled up to the judge, of course, and we did it here on Legal AF and the Midas Touch Network, that Alan Weisselberg is in talks with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to plead guilty to perjury, lying under oath at least twice in their discussions with the Manhattan DA's office about overlapping issues that are also in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. And that, as a lead witness about to take a plea deal to perjury, including perjury related to testimony in front of Judge Engoron, he wants to get to the bottom of it now and has warned the lawyers that if they need to be truthful with him, which is an unusual admonishment by a judge to an officer of the court. But when you're dealing with Alina Habba and Chris Keis, in this kind of case, you got no choice. I'm going to read to you now from the email. It is remarkable. I've been doing this for a long time. I've never received an email like this. And it tells and it signals to Trump's side that they are in for a world of hurt based on this particular results from this particular findings, if the judge is to conclude that perjury, of course, tried to influence his ultimate decision. So let me read to you now from the actual email, and we'll take it from there. We can put it up on the board here. The judge starts it with a high importance email. He addresses it to, the lawyers for the attorney general, but really addressed to Alina Habba and Cliff Robert and Chris Keis. And here's what it says. Dear counselors, as you are undoubtedly aware, in an article in the Feb 1 online edition of the New York Times, headline, Trump's former finance chief in negotiations to plead guilty to perjury, that article writes that defendant Alan Weisselberg is, quote, negotiating a deal with Manhattan prosecutors that would require him to plead guilty to perjury. The judge goes on to say, what's more, quote, he would have to admit that he lied on the witness stand in the case pending before me and during a pretrial interview plaintiff conducted. As the presiding magistrate, the trier of fact, and the judge of credibility, Judge Engoron continues, I, of course, want to know whether Mr. Weisselberg is now changing his tune and whether he is admitting he lied under oath in my courtroom at this trial. Although the Times article focuses on the size of the Trump Tower penthouse, his testimony, Weisselberg's testimony, on other topics could also be called into question. Sure, the judge is acknowledging that, yeah, he lied about the size of the Trump Tower penthouse, the triplex, saying that it was 30,000 square feet. And not 10,000 square feet, which tripled the amount of that asset being listed on Donald Trump's statement of financial condition from 10 million from 30 million to over $100 million. But it also, if you say that you perjured yourself and you committed the crime of perjury, you completely take off the board all of the testimony that would have been helpful for Donald Trump. Anything that inculpated him, in other words, absolved him of any type of liability related to the fraud, you just have to take that off the board and completely discount it as the trier of fact. And that's what the judge is saying here. What the judge continues to say is, Although the Times article focuses on the size of Trump Tower, his testimony and other topics could also be called into question. I may also use this as a basis to invoke falsus in una, that I can't believe, that's a concept that says, I can't believe anything that the witness said, and there's an adverse inference as a result. As the article notes, perjury, particularly in a high-profile trial, undermines the broader ends of justice and cannot be ignored. I do not want to ignore anything in a case of this magnitude. Again, the judge mentioning how large of a judgment for disgorgement he could be entering in the next week or so. So he gives them a deadline. By Wednesday at 5 p.m., please submit, as officers of the court, a letter to me detailing anything you know that would not violate any of your professional ethics or obligations about the plea deal. By now, you may know I recently got married. See, we build up our lives with bright moments of joy, pride, and success. And however you define those moments, securing your future should be part of the journey. The things we build our future around are the things worth protecting. Making an estate plan now means gaining security of your assets and peace of mind for you and your loved ones. With Trust and Will, you can create and manage a custom estate plan starting at just $159. Go to trustandwill.com/legalaf for 10% off plus free document shipping. I know from my own experience that estate planning through other means can be an incredibly grueling process and often costing thousands of dollars. But Trust and Will makes it super simple and streamlines the entire process from A to Z. Trust and Will's website is incredibly easy to navigate, and the process is very straightforward. And one of the best parts is that after working with Trust and Will, you'll have a peace of mind that your assets and wishes are secure. Trust and Will has simplified the process by creating and managing your will or trust online, from finding out what's right for your family to finalizing documents with a notary. Ensure your family and loved ones avoid lengthy, expensive legal proceedings or the state deciding what happens to your assets. Trust and Will has made estate planning accessible and affordable. Live customer support is available through phone, chat, and email. Get the peace of mind you deserve by creating your estate plan with Trust and Will. Secure your assets and protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/legalaf. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/legalaf. In other words, these lawyers might say, well, these are confidential negotiations that we're not negotiating. And for full and complete disclosure or information here on this hot take, the lawyer for Alan Weisselberg, Seth Klayman, is not one of the lawyers that this email is being addressed to. So they would have to reach out to Seth and ask him what's going on with the plea deal that's now been reported in the paper. We have an obligation to get to the bottom of it for this judge. And that's what I expect that the judge is expecting them to do, to reach out and find out exactly what is going on with the plea deal. I would also appreciate knowing how you think I should address this matter, if at all, including the timing of my final decision. And that's really addressed to the New York Attorney General. Tell me what to do with this information and how I should use it against them. Look, this is as we anticipated on Legal AF just this past week and weekend, we expected that one of the reasons that the judge was delaying the issuance of the order that we expected last Wednesday against Donald Trump for $500 million is that he had just gotten this information from the Times, which we all did. And now we have a confirmation from the judge that he did not get that information any other way. Like the New York Attorney General didn't alert him to it. He read it himself and is now reaching back out. So now we have confirmation that the judge has really has been waiting on this issue and is now struggling, not so much struggling with what to do about it, because he knows he's going to disqualify Alan Weisselberg as a witness, basically, and all of his credibility. And he's even threatened to apply this doctrine under the law, falsus in uno, which means false in one thing means false in everything. And it's the legal principle that a witness who testifies falsely about one matter is not credible in testifying about any matter. He's going to do that as well, or as I said on a prior hot take, take Alan Weisselberg off the wall, credible evidence in favor of Donald Trump. Do the same thing with his four experts, which he's already discounted. And this is the same judge has already found that Donald Trump has lied on under oath. So this number for me, as I said earlier, I don't think it's the $370 million disgorgement number that the New York Attorney General put on the board plus interest. I think it's $500 million. And I think the judge can use this kind of I got lied to during the trial as a way to ratchet up and increase the amount of the award. They have a deadline. We're going to follow their response to this deadline in only one place, the Midas Touch Network and on Legal AF. Got a midweek edition coming up on Wednesday at 8 p.m. on YouTube, but we'll hit it earlier. They have until Wednesday at 5 o'clock, right on time for Legal AF on Wednesday. We'll be able to report on it live after it's happened. Because that letter that the judge is looking for has to go back to and be docketed and filed in open court. It won't just be an email back to the judge. We'll see it on the docket and we'll be able to report on it. So we'll continue to report on what's going on. And as all these new data points come into the judge, including perjurious witnesses and what on behalf of Donald Trump and what he does about it as he continues drafting, I'm sure it's almost completely done. And the ink is almost dry on the final judgment against Donald Trump and all the Trump organizations, including barring and banning Donald Trump, Don Jr., and Eric Trump from ever being officers or directors or board members in New York of a New York corporation, borrowing money in New York from a New York bank, transacting business in New York in real estate or otherwise. These are the remedies that are being sought by the New York Attorney General and are also in play, along with the dissolution of the Trump Organization as under the monitorship of a court-appointed monitor. It's breathless what I'm talking about, but you can see the magnitude and the scope of what's happening here to Donald Trump. He's circling the drain financially and in the business world, and we'll continue to report on it on the 2 million strong Midas Touch Network. Till my next hot take, till my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.